glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Numbers chapter 33, verse 23b. Behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Also Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. Joining me in the studio is our copy editor, Rob Seidenberg. Much more than just a copy editor. And a copy editor is actually, it's an impressive title. If you knew all the things he does behind the scenes with our beloved Prime Life Times publication, you'd say, wow, a copy editor does that? Yes, he does that and more. He edits, he oversees articles, big-time content contributor, and he's going to read a story or two today. But Rob, I don't know if you were tuned in for the Monday or Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, but it was so fun having two studio guests in here to talk about their faith journey and life story. Major leaguer Scott Spezio, who won two World Series rings, those big old rings. You know, you see them on the football players, but they have the same big rings on the ball players. But it was fun having him and Jonathan from WBGL in the studio for the 2 days. And those programs are archived. But today we're going to talk about the Prime Life Times in Review, a habit that we had for a number of years, reading stories and articles. And Nick is joining us in the studio. Pastor Nick, Anchor Church in Champaign. He just walked in. I left the door open, hoping that he would make it in time. In fact, we're going to discuss a little bit today with Nick about possibly a role with the Prime Life Times publication in the future. So I said, come on and join us if you can make it out on short notice. So we had about a 20-minute window to get over here. So thank you, Nick, for joining us.
Good to be here.
Oh, yeah. We last time we were together, besides some of the ministry leader luncheons, was when we had you interviewed at our Marketplace Mall location. So that was a while back.
Yeah, yeah. So, I really enjoyed that.
Hey, welcome to the home studio. So you made it out to the country. So you found it okay?
It's beautiful here. Yeah, I made it. Yeah, you were right. There were lots of mailboxes that helped me out.
Yeah. Well, Mark gets a lot of mail, so he needs 7 mailboxes.
Yeah, that's right. There's 12 of them out there.
Do you fit all the newspapers in there? Is that it?
You know what? At one point, we were giving all of our neighbors the Prime Life Times publication. After the mail person came through, we'd go quickly put the papers in there. But yeah, this is the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, so I'm glad you could join us, and I wanted you to meet Rob Seidenberg just to get a little bit of a flavor of his work with the Prime Life Times publication. And so he's going to read a story called The Briar Pipe. And that's why we opened up with those two verses that talked a little about sin and sin finding you out. Not necessarily that having a briar pipe was a big sin, but there's an interesting story to be told. And knowing Rob and how much he loves the Lord and tries to be a good ambassador and witness for Jesus, it's kind of a fun story. Anything else you want to say about the story before you read it?
No disclaimers.
Yeah, no disclaimers.
So this is called Briar Pipe. It's part of the Rural Memories series. And one time Mark asked me, how many rural memories do you have? Well, almost all my memories are rural because I grew up on a farm. Briarwood for tobacco pipes is from the root of the Erica arborea tree heather, a flowering shrub native to the Mediterranean. The burl wood, dug out by hand, is cut into cube-shaped blocks used to make pipe bowls. Modern methods harvest the wood without killing the tree.
So everyone, this is going to be an informative storytelling. It's like some of these words, and you're going to learn more about briar pipes than you maybe ever dreamed possible.
At 16, I thought pipe smoking really cool. I saw professors and other thoughtful men nodding sagely, then drawing slowly on their pipes as if thinking even more deeply. I wanted that intellectual look as I interpreted it. Evangelical Christians had a long history of smoking well before my time, but we Americans do tend to the puritanical. Spurgeon said it took him 2 cigars to write a good sermon. Moody challenged him to stop smoking. Spurgeon replied to the obese evangelist that if Moody would quit eating, he would quit smoking. By the time I arrived on the planet, smoking had fallen out of favor with American evangelicals, except in tobacco-growing country where it was practically a requirement. And I'll stop here and editorialize that when I've driven past Southern Baptist churches in tobacco-growing country, all the men immediately go outside after the service and stand around and smoke, you know. So that's just part of the deal. My parents and theirs before them did not cheerfully tolerate smoking of any kind. Nevertheless, I determined to try smoking a pipe. Of course, I dared not smoke around siblings or parents, or, for that matter, around neighbors, close friends, relatives, or people from our two country churches. And I was surrounded by these dear people. My plan was to smoke while walking home from the school bus stop, about half a mile from home. I would simply figure out which way my siblings were walking home, then take a different route. If they walked through the neighbor's fields, for instance, I would walk up the long township road hill. At most, I managed 4 or 5 such smoking sessions using that daring scheme. Fortunately, it didn't occur to me to inhale. Having consulted with several old pipe smokers, I selected Cherry Blend Tobacco. You can still buy it. This is not an endorsement.
Thank you.
On my arrival home each afternoon, I brushed my teeth and rinsed my mouth with mouthwash to get rid of the evidence of my recent crime. At a second-hand shop, I had bought an ancient beat-up guitar with 4 questionable strings. A classmate who witnessed that folly immediately taught me 4 chords in the key of G, standing there on the sidewalk. My mom supplied a pitch pipe so I could tune the surviving strings. I still have it. Not the guitar, the pitch pipe.
Mm-hmm.
I had played that defective guitar around the house enough to annoy my musical family, so my mom told me I should drive to a music shop in Clinton, Iowa to buy new strings. Strings cost about the same as a guitar head. Off I went right after morning chores one beautiful, sunny Saturday morning in November. I was driving my old 1950 flathead V8 Ford, already brush-painted a robin's egg blue when I acquired it from an elderly Wisconsin lady. I crossed the toll bridge to Clinton, located the music shop, and pulled into the parking lot. I didn't want my car to smell of tobacco smoke, so I was sitting with the driver's door open, engineer boots, cool back then, on the ground, cheerfully smoking my briar pipe. Suddenly, I spotted a dear, elderly church couple, Frank and Fern Natt. I loved those old folks. I didn't want to disappoint them by being seen smoking. I would normally have called out to them, but in my guilt, I feared I'd be found out for the pipe-smoking scoundrel I had become.
Oh, jeez.
I quickly tapped the pipe bowl on the heel of my boot to empty the contents. Another cool behavior I had witnessed. In my nervous haste, I tapped too hard and broke the pipe stem. Thus ended my promising early foray into pipe smoking. Today, down to one functioning lung because of a long-delayed mitral valve repair, think pandemic, I'm glad I stopped smoking when I did.
And when was that? During that time in your youth or recent?
Oh, that was March of last year. Yeah, they let it go almost 2 years during the pandemic.
No, I meant how long did you continue smoking?
About 5 days.
Okay. 5 days way back then, not 5 days recently.
Oh, way back
recently.
Then, yeah.
Okay,
no.
Yeah. So you gave up smoking almost immediately.
Yeah, I had no choice. I'd broken my pipe. During my youth, tobacco companies hired doctors to testify that smoking was good for the lungs. As we now know, it wasn't. But I probably don't look nearly as cool as I might have, nodding thoughtfully while smoking a briar pipe. Copyright Scene to Circle Rob Seidenberg. Rob grew up at a hill farm in northwest Illinois. And there's an email address there if you care to send me an email complaining about my behavior.
Rob@primelifetimes.com. Rob@primelifetimes.com. The Briar Pipe under Rural Memories, page A11 in the November edition of the Prime Life Times. One of your many submissions, where you have the Wordsmith Workshop, Skywatchers, and other like additions that you add, trivia, other information, little clippets, sometimes poetry.
I have a poem, an original poem in the December issue, so don't forget to pick it up.
That's coming up. We'll have that delivered in about a week or so. We have Thanksgiving around the corner. Wow, can it really be tomorrow? Hey, Nick, do you have any Thanksgiving traditions you're looking for or you're starting up?
Yeah, yeah. We always go down to El Paso, Illinois, and go to see my wife's mom's side.
Hmm.
So we do that, and then we are starting this tradition where we have some of her more immediate family come out to visit the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get a small window with our nephew this year, and Hannah is determined to make those 5 or 6 hours the most spectacular time so that they want to keep coming and visiting from Wisconsin.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah, I'm not sure what we're doing. We're waiting to see if our son David's going to come up from Baton Rouge. It's one of these last-minute whether he can swing it and get up here just for a day or two and then drive the 11 and a half hours back. But we'll see. And we've talked about, I think we did this last year, and a friend did this. They go to Cracker Barrel. They say, why spend all the time and energy and effort and the
really?
Aggravation of shopping and getting everything, and then you spend 2 hours cleaning everything up? They said, go to the restaurant. You go in, you optimize the time, just fellowship. There's no dishes to clean up, and then you just socialize, and then you can go home and rest and relax. So they've determined that that was the easiest for them. I know many people love the family over, but I thought we might do that too. We'll see.
If you do that, will you order 4 times the amount so that you have leftovers still to last 2 weeks?
See, that is my favorite part, is having the leftovers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have about 4 or 6 hours later, you eat it all again and, you know, watch football or whatever. We haven't had a TV for 10 years, so we don't watch, I guess, 9 years now, but it's fun to just gather and be with family. But that is an option that some are doing that just cuts down on all the aggravation or the time that, you know, somebody's in the kitchen washing up and cleaning and not being able to participate. So, hey, Rob, what's another story that you have to share out
of
this month's edition?
Well, we do have Wordsmith's Workshop, and we do have one about winter driving. But let's look for Wordsmith's Workshop, which is undoubtedly somewhere in this paper.
Yeah, I'm looking. We're turning the pages. Somebody's saying, what kind of show prep do you have in there?
It's because we don't have an index for the articles. We have an index for advertisers, Mark. We'll delete this, and we're the only paper that does that. However, it keeps us honest with advertisers, so a very important matter. Yeah, it's on page A15.
Oh, there it is. I was turned to that page right next to your military quiz answers. Okay, so what's the word of the day?
The word of the day is nephelococcia, and most red-blooded kids and many adults are guilty of nephelococcia if there's somewhere they can go to catch a clear view of the sky. That's the act of seeking and identifying shapes in the clouds.
Hmm.
Look, I know you're guilty. Go on, admit it. Confession's good for the soul. Surely you participated in this age-old and somehow satisfying ritual. But just in case you haven't, I highly recommend the practice. At my age, though, I need a long hiking stick or another person to help me get back up from lying on the ground.
Oh, jeez. And so, yeah, we've all played that game where you look at the cloud and you say, do you see the old lady in the rocking chair?
Or a bear?
Yeah, the image that you see up in the clouds? And so the name of that game is this nephelococcia.
You better look at the pronunciation guide.
Yeah.
Nephelococcia.
Nephelococcia. Yeah. And
that's the act of seeking and identifying shapes in the clouds.
Okay, everyone. There'll be a quiz on this. Oh, very good. Hey, let's get Nick on. Let's have Nick read the Prime Life Poets. Or should we have him read The Grandkids Are Gone?
Well, that's also a poem. But
Hand him your publication.
Sure.
We're putting Nick on the spot. Nick pastors, as I mentioned, at the Anchor Church in Champaign. He and his wife, Hannah, First Lady Hannah, they co-pastor it and do a great job. And you're actually at the Arrowsmith Church pastoring, right?
Yes.
You do that on the side?
For the last 3 months. It's been really, really a great experience.
That's a neat congregation. It was fun. That's where I had a message on my heart for about a year. And when they asked me to come and share, it was on the Lord's Prayer. Richard met some other friends there. And yeah, that's neat that you're serving there and looking at a role with our Prime Lifetimes publication. So this will be your debut where you read.
You can
pick out whether you want to read The Grandkids Are Gone or Stones Tumbled or Thanksgiving. I guess we have 3 different options for you.
Yeah, and actually this lady with The Grandkids Are Gone is a newer contributor. not a newer person. She's been around a while. And she puts on programs with her guitar. She sings songs. She writes original songs. And she is from our Indiana listening area.
So oh, that's Miss Cates. Lady. So let's do Miss Cates. The grandkids are gone.
You know, when you sent me the copy and I was perusing, this was one of the things I read. It caught my attention. And it's pretty emotional. I don't know, after reading it the one time, if she's talking about somebody passing away or if this is, you know, with Thanksgiving coming around, maybe it's the idea that you hosted and you had a lot of family over and now they're going back home. But I'm curious. Yeah, I'll read it and I'd be curious to know how you guys take it.
Sure, sure.
But it gets emotional either way. The grandkids are gone. There are holes in the yard. The floor needs a mop, and I am so tarred. The grandkids are gone, and I'm missing the hugs, the lizards and frogs, the jars and the bugs. The grandkids are gone, and their parents are too. I can't believe all of the work that they do. The grandkids are gone, and my arms are bereft. Oh, where are the kisses and hugs that they left? They're here in my heart. They're smeared on my face. They're locked in my smile, and none can erase. The memories we made, the horses we fed, the fish that we caught, the songs before bed. The walks and the talks, the braiding of hair, the chocolate cake, and hearing their prayers. And I'm counting the days and wondering when the good Lord allows us to see them again. The grandkids are gone, and I can't hear a peep, but the rumbles of love in my heart never sleep. This is definitely a holiday.
Yeah,
this is
holiday.
Yeah,
she's planning on them coming back until we like see them again. So
when I first read it, I thought of
seeing them in heaven.
Yeah,
and I guess you can take it a bit there. This might be even a tool if you're grieving to think back on memories. But
yeah.
I think even just the grief of it's going to be another year till they come back again.
Yeah, well, thank you, Miss Kate, if you're tuned in as one of our Indiana listeners. We appreciate your contributing this content, this good little poem. And she probably sings it. It'd be nice to
hear her maybe singing it.
She's pictured with a guitar in her hand.
If you go to her website, she is there with a guitar, and she does put on programs of all kinds and so on. So,
and her website is MrsKate.com, MrsKate.com. All right. Hey, we have a time for something else. Rob, what do you want to pull up?
Skywatcher.
The Skywatcher, yes.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff coming up in the night sky in November. Same is true in December and January.
A9.
So, thank you. On November 3, the giant Jupiter comes into opposition, rising right at sunset. So when a planet is at opposition,
I was going to ask, yeah, what is?
We're on one side of the sun, and it's on the opposite side.
Oh.
And you really get to see something. This will be the biggest, brightest view of Jupiter all year long. On the same evening.
So this already happened. This was on November 3rd.
This was on November 3rd.
Okay.
You snooze, you lose. On the same evening, Saturn will be visible in the constellation Aquarius. Three planets are on display this month, Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus. If you can get up at 5 a.m. Central Time on November 9, go to a place with an unobstructed view.
Been there, done that.
Yep. Toward the east-northeast. You'll see a spectacular pairing of the moon with Venus. That's also a good night to see the dark of the crescent moon glowing eerily with a blue-gray cast in a ghostly phenomenon called Earthshine. Because the light that is getting is reflected from the Earth. On November 13, 2023.
Now, those of you that have read this publication, you may have identified with these. Those of you are like, oh, I missed that one too.
Okay, I'll tell you all a secret. Next year on the same dates, pretty close, a lot of the same things will happen. So stay tuned for next year. On November 13, 2023, you can catch a glimpse of Uranus, which orbits our sun once every 84 years.
Did you see it last time it orbited?
Yep. Uranus is a morning star until November 12th. Then from November 13 on, it's visible all night. The ice giant is at its brightest from October 11 to December 17. Use binoculars or a telescope to look for this green planet shining halfway between Jupiter and the Pleiades.
And they say green planet?
Yeah, they call it the green planet. We're the blue planet, right?
Okay.
All this year, Uranus is in the constellation Aries, nestled between Taurus and Pisces. during the nights of November 24 and 25.
All right, so they get something now.
We could have started at the end. During the nights of November 24 and 25, you can again catch a glimpse of Jupiter. For more precise information on the night sky, consult Sky Safari 6, and there is a URL there that I will not read.
Very, very long.
Or Stellarium, or consider...
Spell that one for me.
S-T-E-L-L-A-R-I-U-M. And Stellarium is based on the word stella, or stellar, having to do with stars. Or consider joining the Virtual Astronomy Club, and there's also a website provided for that.
And that's virtualastronomy.club. All right. Lots to read, lots to observe, lots to see, lots to learn from this November edition of the Prime Life Times. Get your edition. You can pick up a free copy at over 400 area locations throughout Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. It's a free publication, and we appreciate those of you that subscribe. There is a $30 charge to subscribe. Basically, that covers the postage for us to mail and send it off to you. But if you stop in a grocery store, a location near you, a restaurant, make sure you let the owner, the business manager, somebody in there, tell them you appreciate that it's accessible at their location, because that goes a long way for them to continue to allow our stand or our countertop stand to be positioned in their location. And then for the advertisers that help pay for the publication, let them know that you saw their ad in this month's edition and that you appreciate them supporting the Prime Life Times. There's even an ad, I'm looking at it on page A3. You might have heard my radio announcement, but it's Ring a Bell, Help Change a Life. The Salvation Army is looking for bell ringers throughout our whole area. So I'm sure there's a Salvation Army bell ringing station somewhere near you, and you can find out more by stopping by registertoring.com, registertoring.com. Holly and I are doing it together. I said, give us a busy location like Walmart or Sam's Club. And it's a great way to greet people. I told pastors that you could do some evangelism, just be out there smiling, encouraging people, and, you know, you get to connect with the people in your area. I think it's a great thing for a youth group to do, a small group, a husband and wife, a family. Ring a bell and help change a life. Find out more at registertoring.com, registertoring.com. Well, Nick, thanks for driving out to the country home. Thank you, Rob, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends and listening, friends. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. There's lots to give thanks to God for, and we pray that it'll be a special holiday for you. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Rob Seidenberg, and Pastor Nick Brzozowski with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.